Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a new hobby you started during the pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic has significantly impacted our lives, leading many to explore new hobbies and interests during lockdowns. This topic has become increasingly relevant in IELTS speaking tests, as it allows examiners to assess candidates' ability to discuss personal experiences and societal changes. Let's explore how to effectively answer questions about new hobbies started during the pandemic in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about hobbies and activities. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you have any hobbies? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I do. I enjoy reading books and playing basketball in my free time. These hobbies help me relax and stay active. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about a few hobbies. First and foremost, I'm an avid reader, particularly of historical fiction and science nonfiction. Additionally, I find great pleasure in playing basketball, which not only keeps me physically fit, but also helps me blow off steam after a long day. Q. Have you taken up any new hobbies recently? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes. I started learning to cook during the pandemic. It's been interesting to try new recipes and improve my skills in the kitchen. Band 8-9. Answer. Indeed, I have. The pandemic presented an opportunity to explore new interests, and I decided to delve into the world of culinary arts. I've been experimenting with various cuisines and techniques, which has not only expanded my palate, but also proved to be a therapeutic activity during these challenging times. Part 2. Long-term card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a new hobby you started during the pandemic. You should say what the hobby is, when and why you started it, how you learned or practiced this hobby, and explain how you feel about this new hobby now. Sample answer, band 8-9. What the hobby is. The new hobby I took up during the pandemic is urban gardening. It's essentially the practice of growing plants, vegetables, and herbs in a limited space, typically in an urban setting like an apartment balcony or a small backyard. When and why you started it? I embarked on this hobby in April 2020, about a month into the first lockdown in my city. The primary reason was to combat the sense of confinement I was experiencing due to staying indoors most of the time. Additionally, I was intrigued by the idea of growing my own food and contributing, albeit in a small way, to sustainability. How you learned or practiced this hobby. To get started, I immersed myself in online resources. I watched numerous YouTube tutorials, joined gardening forums, and even participated in virtual workshops conducted by local gardening enthusiasts. I began with easy-to-grow herbs like basil and mint, gradually progressing to more challenging plants like tomatoes and bell peppers. It was very much a trial-and-error process, and I learned a great deal from my mistakes. How you feel about this new hobby now? I must say, urban gardening has become an integral part of my daily routine. It's incredibly rewarding to watch something grow from a tiny seed into a plant that can actually provide food. Beyond the tangible benefits, it has had a profound impact on my mental well-being. Tending to my plants serves as a form of meditation, helping me stay grounded and connected to nature, even in the midst of a bustling city. Moreover, it has sparked an interest in environmental issues and sustainability, prompting me to make more eco-conscious choices in other aspects of my life. Follow-up questions. Has this hobby changed your daily routine in any way? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, it has. I now spend time every day watering and caring for my plants. It's become a part of my morning routine. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely, this hobby has significantly altered my daily routine. I now allocate a portion of my morning to tending to my plants, which involves watering, pruning, and checking for pests. This practice has instilled a sense of discipline and responsibility in me. Moreover, it has prompted me to be more mindful of natural cycles and seasons, influencing even my meal planning as I try to incorporate my homegrown produce into my diet. Do you think you'll continue with this hobby after the pandemic? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I think I will. I've really enjoyed gardening, and I want to keep improving my skills and growing more plants. Band 8-9, answer. I'm absolutely committed to continuing this hobby post-pandemic. Urban gardening has evolved from a mere pastime to a passion that aligns with my values of sustainability and self-sufficiency. I'm eager to expand my knowledge, perhaps venturing into more advanced techniques like hydroponics or aquaponics. The sense of fulfillment I derive from nurturing plants and the positive impact on my mental health are too valuable to relinquish. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think hobbies can benefit society as a whole? Band 6-7. Answer. Hobbies can benefit society by helping people relax and reduce stress. They can also bring people together and create communities around shared interests. Band 8-9. Answer. Hobbies can have a multifaceted positive impact on society. Firstly, they serve as effective stress relief mechanisms, contributing to better mental health outcomes on a societal level. This, in turn, can lead to increased productivity and reduced healthcare costs. Secondly, hobbies often foster community building, as people with shared interests come together, promoting social cohesion and cultural exchange. Moreover, many hobbies, such as gardening or crafting, can contribute to sustainability efforts by encouraging recycling and reducing consumption. Lastly, hobbies can drive innovation and economic growth, as passionate hobbyists often transform their interests into small businesses or startups, invigorating local economies. Q. Do you think the pandemic has changed people's attitudes towards hobbies? Band 6-7. Yes, I think the pandemic has made people value hobbies more. Many people have realized how important it is to have activities they enjoy at home. Band 8-9. Answer. The pandemic has undoubtedly precipitated a shift in attitudes towards hobbies. There's been a noticeable resurgence in the appreciation for leisure activities, particularly those that can be pursued from home. This change stems from the realization that hobbies serve not just as pastimes, but as crucial coping mechanisms during times of stress and isolation. Furthermore, the pandemic has highlighted the importance of work-life balance, prompting many to reassess their priorities and allocate more time to personal interests. This shift may have long-lasting implications, potentially leading to a society that places greater value on personal fulfillment and creative pursuits alongside professional achievements. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To embark on, phrasal verb, embark in, to start a new project or activity. Example, I embarked on learning a new language during the lockdown. To delve into, phrasal verb, delve into, to research or examine something thoroughly. Example, I decided to delve into the history of chess while improving my game. To combat, verb, combat, to try to stop something unpleasant or harmful from happening or increasing. Example, taking up meditation helped me combat stress during uncertain times. To immerse oneself, immerse oneself, to become completely involved in something. Example, I immersed myself in online art tutorials to improve my painting skills. Multifaceted, adjective, multi-tid, having many different aspects or features. Example, gardening is a multifaceted hobby involving botany, design, and physical activity. To foster, verb, foster, to encourage the development of something. Example, group hobbies can foster a sense of community and belonging. Resurgence, noun, resurgens, an increase or revival after a period of little activity. Example, the pandemic has led to a resurgence in traditional hobbies like knitting and baking. To precipitate, tit-tit, to cause something to happen suddenly or unexpectedly. Example, the lockdown precipitated a change in how people view work-life balance. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing new hobbies started during the pandemic, use a variety of vocabulary and complex sentence structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples and personal experiences to make your answers more engaging and authentic. Practice speaking about your hobby in detail, focusing on different aspects, such as how you started, what you've learned, and how it has impacted you. Be prepared to discuss broader implications of hobbies on society, mental health, and lifestyle changes. Use linking words and phrases to connect your ideas smoothly and coherently. Show your ability to analyze and reflect on your experiences by explaining how your hobby has affected you personally and potentially changed your perspective. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high score. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find it helpful to read about describing a person who inspired you to pursue a hobby, or how to describe a recent trend in your country. These resources can provide additional context and vocabulary to enhance your responses. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.